The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Hour number two on a Tuesday. Thanks for being with us. NFL No Huddle just a couple of minutes away. We will get back into some college football in about 20 minutes as well. As we still react to some of the big games from Saturday, we'll start turning the page to this weekend as the week goes on. But obviously, some pretty major job openings in college football. We didn't have the first firing in college football last year until this time of year. Right now, there's 10 jobs open in college football.
And some big ones.
And some very, some very big, like some real brands are looking for their next head coach. Obviously, Mike Conte was just on with us. He's a Penn State alum and big fan of the program. And he said, who do you want? And he said, Urban Meyer. So there you go. And that's one of the many names that'll be out there. So we'll get back into that coming up in about 20 minutes from now. The back page with Bo at 1240, where I'm sure he will force us to talk about that baseball game that happened last night, which is fine. I have some opinions on it. I'll share them coming up at that point. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing.
NBA starts tonight, and I know we'll focus a lot more on the Hawks tomorrow. Rockets and Thunder tonight, Warriors and Lakers. Are you more excited for one or the other, or just generally happy basketball's back? The matchups themselves, Luka, no LeBron.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to all of it. I can't, you know, it's always fun when, I know Kevin Durant's played for a lot of different teams.
Yeah.
But that was the first franchise, technically, sort of, if that's, you know, depending on, but you know what I mean. That's where he played early part of his career. And now he's with the Rockets. There's a lot of expectations for them. I think they have a really good team. I know I've seen a lot of this going around social media. Their starting lineup, 4 of the 5 guys are 6'11".
Wait, what?
4 of the 5 guys are 6'11". Like, they can throw a lineup out there like that, and then their fifth guy is like 6'7".
A lot of length.
And then, yeah, it'll be fun to watch the Warriors and the Lakers as well. The hard part with the NBA season being so long and, like, this time of year is who's playing. I know LeBron's not. The games are on. The second game's going to be on so late. Like, are you really staying up to watch it?
That's my problem.
I might.
That's my problem.
I do want to see. I know Inside the NBA on ESPN is starting tonight, and they'll be doing tonight and tomorrow. I kind of want to see what that looks like, just because I really like watching that show, as everybody does.
For pregame,
mm-hmm.
I won't be around for the postgame edition.
Oh no, I'm not. No, I'm not going to see the postgame tonight.
But it was always the postgame that was more fun to me.
It's true. But when they do, they're going to say some wild stuff. I mean, they just will.
It'll all get thrown on social media.
Yeah, it'll be exactly. That's the thing. That's why, you know, I don't get to watch as much of game day as I used to. I kind of drop in here and there. But anything crazy happens, you see it on social media. They clip it.
They're not tonight, right? Or are they? Because tonight's NBA on NBC.
Oh, I thought they were doing tonight and tomorrow night. But
Maybe they are just a special. Okay. Without having the games. Because I think tonight's NBA on NBC doubleheader a debut there.
That'll be fun, too, because it's going to be a lot of new from a broadcast perspective this year, so that'll be interesting. All right, the Hawks debut tomorrow. We'll obviously spend more time talking about that and their season getting underway. But let's get to an NFL No Huddle to kick off the noon hour. All right, let's get back into what head coach Raheem Morris had to say to the media yesterday following the Falcons' frustrating, disappointing loss against the 49ers on Sunday night. Obviously, a lot of stuff that you would want to ask him about yesterday. 12 men on the field, 10 men on the field. How's Penix's health? How's Divine Diablo's health? Penix is day-to-day. Divine Diablo is week-to-week. They said they hope to get him back at some point this season. The 12-men, 10-men stuff, there's no explanation for it, so you can only make it worse by talking about it, but I understand why they're asked. And then Raheem was also asked why Bijan wasn't on the field on 4th-and-1, and here's what he said.
You know, obviously, the play before, I go the other way for you, but the play before that, obviously in the 3rd-and-1, we ran a toss to Bijan. Bijan ran the toss outside. We got stuffed on the toss, and then Tyler came in right for him. We made the play call that we're going to throw it. Tyler came in right for him, and we're ready to go with our best play going to Drake on a play that we felt really good about, some things that we've done before in the past and being able to get that off and do those things. But
all right.
They felt really good about it too.
They did, yeah. They, based on what the DB,
they felt better about it than you did.
He was pretty familiar with the motion and looked like he was pretty ready for the play when it ran. Look, I mean, you know, there's no explanation that makes it better. I like what you said yesterday. I've heard other people echo it. You know, you can't spend all week, every week telling us he's the best player in the world and then not have him involved in one of the most important plays of the game. I also understand he's not going to play every single play. We want Algier to be a part of it. One of the criticisms yesterday was Algier only got 4 carries, and I didn't get the carry there either. I mean, maybe had they handed him the ball there, we'd feel a little bit differently about it if that was
And it's
plan.
All a hindsight thing,
of
right?
Of course like, it is.
If the,
of course it is.
If the play to Bijan, or excuse me, to Drake is completed.
Works, then we don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
But it was almost pick six. It wasn't completed, and the game was effectively over with that failure.
Right. I mean, we know what it is.
A lot of hindsight, but you know.
But every that's what. That's
yeah,
what,
I know.
That's what it is. Like, I know that's always the funny thing about.
But to be fair.
Where people are like, well, hindsight is 20/20. Yeah, but it's also your job for foresight to be as close to 20/20 as possible. I know possible, but it's not that crazy to think that putting him on the field for a play like that, even if you're not going to give it to him, would be something for the defense to think about.
And to be fair, like, in the moment when I saw Drake motion, I'm like, this is so obvious what they're about to do.
Well,
I think we all. Was like mm.
The third down mm. play call no one liked either. And it's not just hindsight. That's
yeah.
something we talk about all the time. I understand that's what they do, and I probably need to just get my mind around it and stop complaining about it. But
no, you complain about it until it starts working.
It's just a philosophical flaw to me that in short yardage, you design a play to actively put the ball further from the line of scrimmage than he has to be. It goes from 3rd-and-1 to 3rd-and-7 when he gets the ball in his hands, and it's really hard to get all the way back and pick up the yard, especially in a game where you weren't having a lot of success running to that side of the line. You know what I mean? Like, it was the third play of the game. It was the fourth quarter, and he had 40 yards rushing. You weren't succeeding there. That wasn't the winning play.
I know that like defenses are designed to stop it, and you can do whatever you want defensively there. It just feels like every team in the league should be so much better at
short
and
yardage.
One to than they are, with the exception of one or two teams who excel.
Yeah, and I hindsight, all that, Monday morning, Tuesday morning quarterback, whatever. Like they worked in that little Felipe Franks wrinkle.
Yeah, why wasn't
Buffalo.
That the play? You don't do that one of the two times?
That worked really well. It worked. You got the
it worked in two
them,
different ways.
And you drew them into a penalty on the,
if anything,
on the second one.
The penalty's more effective because it's 5 yards
it's
and not 1.5 yard game.
Yeah, I don't know.
I know Felipe was on the injury list.
I'm probably oversimplifying it. But right, okay.
Are you, though?
Like, no, I don't think so.
Some teams out there
Randy
run the same
says,
play.
Randy always says. Football's simple. Coaches make it hard.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes when something works, you're like, oh, we've got to go away from it.
Get some wrinkles off of it.
Wrinkle. No, just use it. They can't stop it.
Yeah. I would do that.
Yeah.
By the way, there were some atrocious short yard displays in college football this weekend. Like just some.
There always are.
Some terrible.
So
one guy tried to jump over a pile, but he jumped from 3 yards back and he landed on the front side of the pile. He didn't even get there. He didn't even reach the pile.
Yeah, I don't know. Not a great play design. All right, here is Jahmyr Gibbs rushing for a very long touchdown last night.
forced Tampa to play a little bit tougher than they wanted to.
Awfully first down, hands to Jahmyr Gibbs. There he goes. Foot race, right side. You've got no shot at catching that man. 10-5, end zone, touchdown, Detroit Lions. 78 yards, a bolt of lightning, and the Lions are an extra point away from doubling up their lead.
Yeah, Lions handled business last night against the Bucs, 24-9. They are as good as it gets coming off a loss. That's 12 straight wins after a loss under Dan Campbell. They go to 5-2. They're 3-0 at home. Bucks are 5-2 as well. And, yeah, man, Lions offense is just a lot of fun to watch. Let's hear from the Seahawks-Texans game, the second Monday Night Football game from last night. I know the touchdown was good. The celebration was better.
First and 10, inside the 15. Looks, throws, fires to the end zone. Ball is caught! Touchdown! Seahawks! Dunking it over the bar is Jackson Smith and Jigba.
And Jigba got up on that thing, man. He dunked it on the crossbar. I know that's a penalty now, so they have to call it, which is dumb. They shouldn't. It's awesome. If you can do that, you should be allowed to do it. The Seahawks beat the Texans last night, 27-19. Jackson Smith and Jigba. And I think people know this, but if you don't, what a year that guy's having. He's now first in yardage, right?
By quite a – like by almost 200 yards, by 190 yards over Ja'Marr Chase. And doing so on a fair amount of less catches.
We just needed about two more catches and 35 more yards. And we would have – sure, there's other people that had
you
other –
You needed a more competitive opponent.
We did.
You would have had to keep throwing.
Yeah. Good win for the Seahawks.
Yeah, I was really hoping that they were going to let them get back in that game there a little bit. That is what we
exactly.
Did.
They were handing the ball.
They salted the last 2 or 3 minutes of that game.
Can we talk about the Texans for a moment? Like, what's their prospects moving forward?
They're not particularly good. They don't have a good offensive line. I think C.J. Stroud is good, but
I think he's okay. Yeah. I think you can win with him. I don't think he's great.
No, they're not.
Did we get too far out in front the first year?
And absolutely.
I mean, you know, they had success in the playoffs, and that means something heading into the next year. And now it's just like, I mean, they just got how many teams are past them in that division now?
Yeah,
I mean, not the Titans, obviously.
Not the Titans, but yeah, no, they're you know, they're
just there.
They're just kind of there.
Didn't they go toe to toe with the Bengals?
Yeah. It's rookie year.
Yeah,
it was fantastic. They're in the playoffs. They're even some of the. Their defensive line looked really good, and they've just come back down to earth. They're a very average football team right now, certainly on the road. Mike Evans broke his collarbone, so he's likely to miss most of, if not all of, the remainder of the season. That means that 1,000-yard streak is going to come to an end, which really sucks. Pretty cool thing for him. So that's going to come to an end. Brandon Graham's coming back for the Philadelphia Eagles. I didn't even know that was something that was possibly going to happen, but he's returning to the Eagles for his 16th season. Missed the start of the year. But
says he feels that he still has his stinger.
Great.
And
sting him.
I guess. I've never heard that as a term, but okay.
Titans,
they need some help, too. They need to get healthy.
Titans released Tyler Lockett, wide receiver. I mean, I think there's going to be a lot of guys leaving Tennessee with what's going on there.
I was told it wasn't a fire sale.
Falcons could probably use a pass catcher.
In 28 hours?
Yeah, he'll be available.
He's not available as a free agent till Wednesday at 4.
Tomorrow at 4 o'clock.
We don't know what's going on with the Ray McLeod. There seems to be a nice little opening. I don't know. Now, is it one of the things you have to...
It was referred to by the head coach as a distraction.
Only to him.
But they'll always say nothing's a distraction. They actually called the guy a distraction. So... That's, you know.
To be fair, I didn't hear the question. So maybe the question was, you know, leading the witness, Your Honor.
Is it a distraction? Well, it's only a distraction to me.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I was asked.
I'll take him. I like Tyler Lockett.
Yeah. Is that a guy you practice squad first, though? Like, that seems to be the thing now. You get him on the practice squad, make sure he's got something left. I don't know. Hey, join Sports Radio 92.9 The Game after every Falcons game for the flyover, the Falcon flyover. It's your first chance to call in and react. Brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. It's the Falcons flyover, immediately following every Falcons game this season on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
College Football Corner coming up next. We'll talk about, all the headlines in college football, including a lot of the job openings and the potential candidates for them. Just how important is happiness in the life of a head coach? We'll get into that coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. You ever, Tuesday afternoon, Abe Gordon filling in for Randy Mack all week long.
This song made me think. Do you ever hear, my brain works in very odd ways, as you are, I'm sure, well aware.
People are going to be surprised to hear that.
Do you ever hear a song, like the instrumental for that, and think about a mashup it would go well with?
Mm-mm. Sounds like you should be a DJ.
That song right there would mash up well with, what is it, Sail?
Oh, that song. Okay, I know what you're talking about. You want to sing it? Because I'm not
it's not even coming to me, but I know instrumentally it would mash up with Sail. Yeah, I just, for some reason, I think it would, I think they would go together.
Yeah, yeah. Sure, that's a good idea. If you were to become a DJ, what would your DJ name be? DJ Teleporter. That's what it
That's not be. A bad name.
Yeah,
I can roll my old. You didn't play real football. You played flag football. Nickname into that.
Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. What happened yesterday?
I'm not. I just find it funny.
We're okay.
teleport like again. Like this was college days, so whatever. That really is such an incredible nickname.
It's a good nickname.
That I wish more people in my life had been aware of what happened then to like. Keep it going.
They are. You tell them.
Well, not that often. It comes up. It
comes up.
It doesn't come up in non-radio conversation.
That's true.
It only comes up on this show.
Okay, I didn't know that. I thought maybe.
What do you think? I go to the bar on Friday night.
I don't know.
It just comes
Teleporter's
up.
Teleporter's here. Teleporter's in the building.
I definitely don't. Definitely don't enter a room like that.
Wah, 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 wah. Teleporter's in the building.
Would you like for us to start calling you Teleporter?
No, not particularly.
I was saying, my point was just more people are listening to what you're saying right now about your nickname being the teleporter in college flag football than when you say it other times. Like, if you just said it in casual conversation, six people might hear you. I don't know how many people are listening right now, but more than six.
I am running well recently, the nickname's coming back. You know what I mean?
There you go.
Teleported to the finish line.
There he is.
In 20 minutes.
There he is right there. I don't know how that happened, but it did, and I'm glad it did.
I just heard the music, and my head works weird ways. Right.
When I hear songs, really any song, but especially like songs like that that are from such a very specific era of an artist, it kind of takes me back to where I was at when all that music was coming out with T.I. and all that. It's like, oh yeah, that was early 20s. That would come on. That was a fun time. Back page with Bo coming up in about 15 minutes. Let's get to a college football corner. All right, so I mean, we spent quite a bit of time yesterday talking about the Georgia win over Ole Miss, Georgia Tech over Duke, where they fell in the rankings, both now in the top seven, and how realistic it really is that when they meet at Mercedes-Benz later on this season, not long from now, just over a month from now, both teams could be ranked in the top five. Pretty crazy. Like, pretty remarkable to think that could be true for both of those teams, which would be really fun. Neither one of those teams is dealing with any of what we're about to talk about, which is head coach unhappiness, fan base unease. I don't know how many fan bases in college football right now are probably more confident than those two are in their head coaches.
Right.
But there's not many.
I do think there is a slight unease at Georgia Tech.
Okay.
For the other reason.
Do you really?
I think there's a little concern that
he might be
with these jobs. Yeah.
Really?
I think he's going to be looked at.
But he went there. Like, to me,
yeah.
That's always the get out of jail free card if I'm a fan of a program. And I've never had that. Like, Washington has never had a great coach that was also an alum. Georgia has that with Kirby. He's never going anywhere. It's also obviously a great job. But part of the reason why he's never going anywhere is because it's the job he always wanted. He went there. I guess I just assume that about Brent Key.
I get it, and I agree with it. That doesn't mean the fan base is just in their own heads. There's no shot he leaves. And I think Louisville's dealing with it, too, with Brom.
Well, I get that.
Like, it's the same situation, though, with Brom.
Did he go there? Okay, I didn't realize
that. Wait, he played, yeah.
Right, okay, yeah. I heard his name this morning for Florida,
right,
and that made a lot of sense to me.
Except that you're dealing with the same thing.
Except you're dealing with the same thing.
But yeah, we've also seen so many guys be like, dream job, and then leave 3 years later after a run of success. So it wasn't really your dream job.
I know, but they were lying.
I know it feels different.
It wasn't their dream job.
But all I'm saying is his name's going to come up. That should give people a little bit of unease. But for the right reasons, to an extent.
Right.
I don't think he's leaving.
If I'm him, all I do is what Kirk Cignetti did, and I turn it into a little bit more money. I mean, that's what you do.
Yeah.
You make it seem like you might leave.
Yeah.
So then you get a pay raise, and then you stay. That's where I wanted to go with this, though.
Yeah.
Because I think Indiana is a program right now that has probably never been happy with their coach before. There was that brief moment. Who was the head coach when Penix was there?
Is that Allen?
Allen, yeah, Tom Allen.
Tom Allen?
It was like a cup. When Penix reached out and got to the pylon against Michigan State.
Couldn't levitate a little more?
And they won that game. maybe they felt really good about that then. But, yeah, I mean, obviously Cignetti just got extended. This is where I question some of what's going on with that, is I get it. They've never had this level of success at that program before. They're 7-0. They just beat Oregon. They're number two in the country. There's money to burn. You got to pay the guy to not leave. But you also just gave $95 guaranteed million dollars to a 64-year-old head coach who's coached 19 games at your school. Like, the chances are that's going to come back to bite you in the ass at some point. But if you get a national championship out of it, who cares?
Or even if just you deem the value of last year and this year, which is close, unless they collapse down the stretch, you're going to be in the playoffs again.
Right.
You just value that as to make up for the, you know.
I wonder if at some point in this new landscape of college football, where I think every week we're kind of learning new things about what the new normal is and the new realities are they going to start trying to shorten up these contracts a little bit and stop handing out all this long-term guarantee stuff? Because it's a pretty short trip from, we love this guy, he's the future of our program, let's give him an extension, to how much is the buyout.
How does that happen, though, without collusion?
Right.
Like, and I understand, but like, if then it gets to a point where you're only offering 3-year deals, but they're offering a 7-year deal for even if it's less money, but it's guaranteed. And the buyout, like, I just don't know how you can never walk it back, right? You can never put the toothpaste back in the tube.
It would have to happen really slowly. Or have some sort of agreement where there's a limit on it or something like that.
Like, it'd be great for coaches to make less money.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I'm sure schools would love that.
I don't want them to make less money. Like, I don't want to put a cap on anything. I just half wonder, like, you know, Florida, when they make their new hire, is going to be paying 3 coaches at once again.
Sure.
James Franklin just got bought out for $50 million. Who was it? It was Napier. Like, the reaction to Napier was, well, it's only $21 million. What?
Like, not my money.
It's not mine either, but it's still a lot of money, and it's the entire revenue share.
But I just don't know how you get away from it.
That's the entire. Florida's
going to pay someone $15 million to come coach.
I get that. I'm just saying, like, with a lot of this stuff, it just feels like the bubble builds, and then at some point, it's like, well, that's not sustainable. It's you can't be paying coaches $65 million just to leave.
Okay, but why is it not sustainable?
Because
college football's audience grows every year. Media rights grow every year. Every time they realign,
every time they re-up, they do, yes.
Yeah, and every time they get a new playoff format, they get bigger, this and that.
But right now, it's growing faster in terms of what you're paying and where all the money is going on a micro level inside of a program versus the macro level of college football in general. And I think a lot of where that money is coming from is from individuals. Right?
Are you saying we should short college football?
Yeah, right. The bubble is going to burst.
No, I'm
saying, like, at some point.
There has to be a limit eventually,
you know,
right?
The banker that graduated who you keep asking for all this money is going to be like, you know what? No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to give you this money. You told me this was the guy, and then we had to fork over $20 million to buy him out. Every single year you come back to me and ask me for more, and you win in 8 games a year. So at a certain point, when it's based and
except
built
that
on
you
that,
got a CEO of a cookie company paying fines, and they're like, don't worry about it, I got you.
Now,
and I'm like, that's a cookie company.
If you have that now, great. I also want, because it happens so quickly where you go from, you know, 13-0 and, oh, is Alabama going to give me the head coaching job? Let me get a contract extension, to now people are counting down the day. The guy hasn't won a conference game, Norvell, in 2 years. Like, he hasn't won an ACC game in 2 years.
Right.
And he's going to be gone at the end of the year. Like,
I don't know. They're trying to recommit to him.
Yeah,
put more money in
the vote of confidence, which Hugh Freeze asked for.
It is the most pathetic display of commentary I've ever seen. I've never seen a coach ask for a vote of confidence, saying it would be huge. I've never seen it. It feels like it's the most pathetic comment in the history of coaching.
I don't know what it's equivalent to. It's very sad.
We spent an entire break trying to figure out a real world equivalency.
It's something about, it's like the guy who's in the friend zone who asks for the picture so he can post it on social media and lie to people about what the relationship is. Like, Hugh Freeze saying that I would love the vote of confidence from the athletic director, which is always what you get before you get fired, is a level of, that's not good. It's not good.
No. It's rough. You want to get Thanksgiving started off right? Do so with golf for a great cause. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic presented by Finley Roofing is coming Monday, November 24th at Eagle Watch Golf Club in Woodstock. You have a chance to sign up now. Go to 92.9thegame.com and click the events link, but do so quickly. Foursomes are going quick. It's the third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic benefiting Pets for Vets on November 24th.
We'll come back and get to the back page with Bo after this. Thanks for being with us. Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive. Combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control, or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker.
Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon, 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. Continue to unpack what happened on Sunday night between the Falcons and the 49ers. For tomorrow, we kind of start turning the page with the Dolphins. Dave Archer will join us tomorrow, as he always does on Wednesdays. Didn't get a chance to talk to Mark Schlereth last week, but we'll get him in here tomorrow as well. Brandon Adams at 1:20 to talk some Georgia Bulldogs and college football in general. In the 1 o'clock hour today, and we're an hour away from the AMA as well. Phone lines will be open. Just start thinking about your questions now. I know you got some good ones. You call in, you get on hold, you'll ask us in about an hour.
Do you get sick when the weather turns, like for the first time? Like, is this the week it will be affecting you? Did it already happen?
It happened on Friday. It's happened. It's starting to happen every year now. Like, it's like clockwork. It's always this time of year in October.
Like that first, like, sub-60. Yeah.
And sometimes it's real. Like, I remember when Georgia played Tennessee. I always remember it based on football games. I remember when Georgia played Tennessee in Athens a couple years back, and Tennessee was number one, right? And remember that? We went out there for the broadcast.
Yeah.
I was so sick that day, and it got worse and worse and worse as the day went on. By the time I was driving home, I was like, should I pull over? Like, is this – I had the flu so bad that whole weekend. Mm. I thought that's what was happening to me on Friday. There was a fall festival at Lily's school, and we've been looking forward to it, wanted to go, super fun. And then, like, right around 4 o'clock on Friday, I was like, oh my God, like everything just started kind of shutting down. But I slept it off over the weekend and was okay. But yeah, every single year now it started to happen.
I kind of caught it on Thursday, Friday last week as well. And I don't know if it's like an allergy thing or a weather thing, but it's, you know, it comes and goes pretty quickly. But like, we went from just wearing shorts while walking Chipper in the morning to, like, not the light jacket, like, the full jacket.
Yeah.
Like, it's been 45 degrees the past 2 mornings.
I regretted not bringing gloves, because normally if I'm running down there and it's that temperature, I'll put some little fleece running gloves on. This is one of the softest things I've done in a long time. I'll admit it right now. I had to roll my hands up in my long sleeves. Cover them up.
I didn't like do that from time to time.
Yeah, it's not like, yeah.
Not really.
It's not the worst thing, but it's not the best thing. We had to roll them up in there.
I'll still, honestly, because I don't.
It was cold this morning.
Yeah.
Genuinely.
I don't bring a jacket like to most places. I just kind of whatever. There's definitely been a time in the movie theaters. Now I'm in there by myself. Whatever the temperature is, I don't care. I've just had to pull my arms inside the sleeves entirely.
Oh, that's even worse.
Like just.
It's also.
Take no one else is there to see it.
Bats out of the trunk season.
Oh yeah.
And store them inside the house.
Or probably golf clubs.
Bring your bats and your plants inside. And yeah, if you have fiberglass or composite golf club shafts, yeah.
Probably don't want to leave your golf clubs in your car.
Probably
anyway.
Not. They'll get stolen.
But, I doubt this is a thing, but bowling balls too.
Okay. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. The heat
composite
fluctuations.
Yeah, anything will, yeah, that's a good call.
Get some problems.
Good call there. Bowlers, yeah, softball players, golfers.
Yeah.
PSA from the midday show.
Whatever else you might have in there that might contract or expand. Get it out of there. You don't want to ruin it. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Hello, Bo.
Well, I wasn't going to play it just because, Andy, I know, you know, being from Seattle and all, you want the Mariners to win. I was rooting for the Mariners, too. I think most of us probably were. Big dumper. Great story.
Great story.
You know, the Mariners have never been to a World Series. I would have loved to have seen that happen. And the Blue Jays won their last World Series versus the freaking Braves, so they can kick rocks.
No, that was 92.
We're 92. 93, 93 was 93, like Twins or something.
Phillies.
Either way.
Joe Carter.
92. Yeah. Revenge on 92. Whatever. But it's such a good call because, you know, every now and again you get introduced to a word that you've never heard or vernacular or words pieced together that maybe you've never experienced before. And it's just kind of funny.
1-0 pitch. Swing and a fly ball. Left field and deep. A Rosarena turns. Goal! A Springer dinger, 4-3 Blue Jays in the bottom of the seventh.
So now we know what a Springer dinger
He's
is.
He's had that in the back pocket. He's been waiting for one.
How would you have not? If you had that in the back pocket, how would you have? Maybe he does use it during the regular season, but he can't pull that out all the time. You can't just pull out Springer dinger.
Why not?
Right? And use it a lot?
John Sterling uses the same nonsense for every home run.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe if anybody out there listens to Blue Jays baseball on the radio, was Springer Dinger like spur of the moment, or was Springer Dinger already in the back pocket?
What a moment. Like, you just kind of could feel it coming too, right? Like, they get the first couple guys on, you walk the leadoff hitter.
By the way, yeah, that was the worst guy to have up.
The worst guy to
because
have.
you're just like, oh, not this guy.
Of course.
This guy's definitely of hitting course, a home
of
run here.
Of course he was going to do it. It's one of those things, and I know I'm in safe company here talking about this. I'm not going to talk about it, but you know what I'm talking about. It's one of the worst things as a sports fan to be on the receiving end of an iconic moment. And like, you know, I'm not going to fake it and act like I'm emotionally all the way back into the way that I was when I was younger with the Mariners, but I definitely was enjoying the run, and I was watching last night, and group chat with the guys I grew up with going to Mariners games was going, and that was really fun. But when they lost last night, and it sucks. I wish they would have won, but I'm not as devastated as like some of the people that I know.
You still showed up to work today.
And just watching some of the stuff on social media and texting with some people, it's like, man. Like,
did we have any our Mariners fans TV destroyers? Did we have any video of someone?
No, we're more of a
surely not. Right?
We're a more peaceful lot.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah. More probably like sparked another one.
I can see that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I can see that
exactly. But yeah, man, just they've never been. They're the only team that's never been, and that continues to be true. And now that moment's going to be played on postseason, you know, intro videos forever and ever and ever. And, yeah, man, sucks.
Not to beat dead horses because you know I don't do that. But here is Blue Jays manager John Schneider, whose contract is up in about 2 weeks.
This is unbelievable for me. this is my 24th year with this organization, and I love it here.
You may love it there, but Alex Anthopoulos loved it there at one point, too. They do have ties. I don't know. You think that's what he's maybe waiting on? Throwing off for John Schneider's way?
Great.
Could be.
Yeah. I'll take
he just took a team in the World Series.
I'll take a World Series manager.
And he's a young guy.
Yeah.
Good
beard. Likes to cuss. Sign me up. I'd be for that. They'll probably just give him a huge contract extension at the end of the season.
Yeah.
There's no reason to negotiate now. Just wait till the year's over and get all
100%.
Of it. But, yeah, that's true.
What are you going to do if they lose? Not bring them back?
Yeah. Couldn't get over the hump. Because here's the thing. Who knows? Sports are sports. But, like, they're probably going to lose. The Dodgers are an absolute freak show this juggernaut.
It may not be close. They can. Look, Springer and Vlad show up. Anything can happen. Pitching staff shows up.
Anything can happen. But Shohei Ohtani struck out 10 guys and hit 3 home runs last time he played in the same game.
He was, like, the fourth starter of the team.
It's one of the greatest single game performances in the history of sports.
I mean,
it's just it's the dumbest thing in the universe what he's doing. And they've got 8 other guys that are also incredible.
Yeah, he is their best player, but I mean, he's up there in
Yeah, no, what he's doing is all time stuff. I mean,
he also hadn't been that pitcher most of the time since his return to the mound. He's been pretty good. He hadn't been what he was in game 4 all season long. For him to bring that effort out, then you tie it in with not just 3 home runs, 3 absolute mammo blasts.
Let me ask you a sports fan psychology question, because I think this applies to all of us right now. When your team loses a game like that, do you then root for the team that beat your team, or do you then root for that team to get destroyed, first of all? Second of all, as Braves fans, is it you want revenge for the Blue Jays from 92, or do you just hate the Dodgers so much because of recent that you root against them?
I don't know that I will actively root. I have players that I like on both teams. I'm a huge Shohei fan. I love Freddie's family, you know. Also love rooting for Vlad Jr. I have fantasy football ties with him. George Springer's awesome, you know, from back when he was with the Astros. So,
did you say fantasy football ties?
I think you meant baseball.
Okay, I was like, are you in a league with Vlad Jr.?
He's in a lot of leagues.
I know. I thought it was possible.
That's
funny. I'm certainly not going to hold a 33-year grudge.
Yeah, we got 2 cents then.
From a game when I was 7 years old.
93 was the last time they were there. So
that's certainly not going to happen.
I will absolutely hold a 30-something year grudge against someone in sports. 100%.
When I was 7 years old? No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
What if they're not a rival?
Yeah, well, and that's part of it.
And they just beat us.
Yeah.
You know?
In what case would that be? That would be the Blue Jays?
Yeah.
Okay. And the Dodgers, you would say, are?
A postseason rival for sure.
For sure. Okay, yeah. Got it.
I also, to answer your first question, unless it is like the Phillies or the Mets, I will root for the team. Traditionally, I don't really have much of a rooting issue. If I had to root, I would root for the team that beat us to win it all. You want to lose to the best. That. You don't want to lose to a team that then got embarrassed in the next round.
I don't care because I lost.
I don't care either, but if I had to.
I don't get a fun trophy for them beating me. I hope the Blue Jays get beat in 4 games by 15 runs.
Good news. There's a good chance of it.
Yeah. And
I hope the Blue Jays get put under the ground.
Then I too will root for that.
How does that make
you? I just want there to be some
you better.
It doesn't make me better, but I don't know, maybe by being worse I feel better.
Wouldn't you feel better by saying the only team that could beat us is the champs? They're the only ones.
No, I want them to feel the pain that I feel.
They'd have to get to game 7 first. Because it's only painful because you had a lead 6 innings into game 7.
Yes, that's right.
If you had lost in five games, whatever.
I don't know.
But what if they get swept in demoralizing fashion? Wouldn't that kind of be the same way?
Nothing's more demoralizing. A sweep is way less demoralizing than game 7 lead.
You think?
Game 7 lead?
Maybe, yeah.
You're right about that. I mean, either way, I want whatever the worst case scenario for them to be to happen. That's what I want.
Like, game 7 and Shohei just hits a grand slam 510 feet.
Like, Can we please have some moments like that? I want a Bill Buckner moment
for them to end their season.
Ooh, you want it to go like through the wickets.
Yeah, that's what I want. Something
Bill Buckner had a lifetime
of Springer to drop a ball.
Mental trauma.
Yeah, misplay a ball. And that's exactly. How, oh, yeah, man.
That's exactly what I want.
And he wants him to hurt.
Battled depression for 30 years after that play.
I want all the Blue Jays to have to go to therapy for the rest of their lives after what happens in this series.
Except for LSU Tiger Kevin Gausman, maybe.
Yeah, right. And I don't really actually want that.
Former Brave.
You know?
For a cup of coffee.
I don't really want that. But, like, there's a part of me that's fun to act like I want that. Like, I don't want anything really bad to actually happen to those guys, but I hope they lose in devastating fashion. I want their children to cry. That's what I want. Is it okay to say that? I want their kids to be sad. And their parents. All right. We'll come back and get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.